Robin Payne, pageant winner and Today Girl, is dead at 87, The New York Times, November 4, 2023, 5:48 p.m. Yet Robin Millie Gaudirai, who, as a Robin Payne, embodied traditional women's roles as the winner of a beauty contest designed to promote beer in 1959 and later as the Today Girl, handling fashion and beauty segments on the popular NBC TV morning show, died on October 21 in Southampton, NY, on Long Island. She was 87. Her daughter Lara McLanahan said the cause was breast cancer. In 1959, she was elected Miss Rheingold, representing what was then the most popular beer in the New York region and was also sold in Pennsylvania and throughout New England. She defeated five other finalists in an election that the Brewers said attracted 24 million votes. As Miss Rheingold, she received $50,000, about $530,000 in today's dollars, and spent a year making appearances in the United States and Europe. She also starred in newspaper ads in which she was seen in a kitchen during a party, outdoors at a barbecue, and in front of a Christmas tree, among other places. An AD that ran early in her reign said, "You'll soon be seeing Robin Payne almost everywhere you look." Such an attractive reminder of the popular beer she represents, Rheingold Extra Dry. In 2000, she recalled the qualities that were sought in a Miss Rheingold. "It was not the body thing," she told the Daily News of New York. "Personality and wholesomeness were very important. You had to look very approachable to the guys sitting at the bar or going to the supermarket." Image: Miss Payne left in 2012 with Ann Newman, another former Miss Rheingold, at the opening of the exhibition Beer Here, Brewing New York's History at the New York Historical Society. Credit: Anna Paskovic. For the New York Times, Barbara Jane Payne was born on August 10, 1936, in Flushing, Queens, and raised in Bronxville, NY, in Westchester County. Her father, James, was an executive with Mack Trucks. Her mother, Margaret Davison Payne, was a homemaker. Pursuing a career as a model, Barbara appeared in ads for Helena Rubinstein and Revlon. She was also one of four women, called Portraits, who introduced Jackie Gleason on his television variety show, The Jackie Gleason Show, in 1956 and 1957. The next year, she graduated with an associate degree from Bradford Junior College, which later became Bradford College in Haverhill, Mass., where she studied psychology, art, and theater. Early in her career, she changed her first name to Robin to avoid confusion with the actress Barbara Payne. Miss Payne was famous enough in 1961 to be a panelist on To Tell the Truth, a game show whose object was to figure out which of three people claiming to be the same person was the real one. In one episode, she was so good at it in each segment that another panelist, Betty White, playfully said, "I think Robin's disgusting." In response, Miss Payne lightly punched Miss White on the shoulder. In late August 1961, Miss Payne joined NBC as the Today Girl, working alongside the host John Chancellor and the news anchor Frank Blair. It was a stereotypical female role that had previously been filled by the actresses Estelle Parsons, Lee Meriwether, and Florence Henderson. Robert Bendick, the Today Show's producer at the time, outlined it in 1959. "The girl is essential to the show," he told the Associated Press. "You need a woman's face to brighten up things. And you also need a woman for some types of features, fashions, beauty, and talking to certain guests." Image: Miss Payne, fourth from left, joined other former and current members of the Today Show cast to celebrate the show's 60th anniversary in 2012. Miss Payne had been a Today Girl in 1961. Credit: Peter Kramer / NBC U Photo Bank, via Getty Images. Before becoming a major force in television news, Barbara Walters was a Today Girl. In her autobiography, Audition, a memoir 2008, she likened a role to pouring tea and wrote that it had been Neanderthal for women to be consigned to covering features geared for women. But Miss Payne said she loved it. "I was the only woman, with the exception of the makeup woman on the set," she said during a reunion of Today Girls on Today in 2012. And, Ms. McLanahan noted, a role did transition to co-host. She always felt that she was groundbreaking in that sense. Miss Payne left Today after only 2 months. The press speculated that she didn't like the hours, but in fact she was pregnant with her first daughter, Dina. "I ruined her career," her daughter, now known as Dina Nemeth, joked in a phone interview. Miss Bain later became an interior designer. In addition to her daughters, Miss Bain is survived by her husband, Alexander Gwadiri, a stepson, Alexander Gwadiri, and six grandchildren. Her marriage to Arnold Scheffler ended in divorce. Her second husband, Edward Melly, died in 2003. Richard Sandomir is an obituaries writer. He previously wrote about sports media and sports business. He is also the author of several books, including and number 8220 The Pride of the Yankees, Lou Gehrig, Garrett Cooper and the Making of a Classic. And number 8221, more about Richard Sandomir, share full article.